Scientists, industry players, federal agencies, and communities are working together to map the productive Bering Sea Pribilof Island Pribilof Canyon ecosystem. The cooperative research allows all of the different stakeholders to access and use important new information about the ecologically significant area. This is the first time the area has been mapped in its entirety. Earl Krieger is the cooperative research coordinator for the Marine Conservation Alliance Foundation, an organization representing fishing vessel owners, processors, and fishing communities. He says that understanding the canyon is important for environmental conservation and for sustainable fishing.
And so that we want to make sure that in the long term, if there are areas that are sensitive, that we know about those and we can take management measures that would protect those long term and yet provide sustainable fishing in those areas so that the communities and the industries are sustainable in the long term.
The Pribilof Canyon is one of the deepest in the Bering Sea, and its effects on nutrient flow contribute to the ecological diversity of the region.
Canyons, we know, are very important biologically, and they're basically a conduit for moving nutrients and currents between the upper slope and the deep ocean. And as that occurs, there's a lot of countercurrents that happen, and there's lots of nutrient flow, and so they're very productive areas. And there are also areas in which we know very little about.
Krieger says all of this baseline information can be used to do further studies of the ecosystems in the canyon to see how they are changing. Krieger says that once the data is compiled and verified, it will be available to other scientists and to the public. It will also be used to update NOAA nautical charts. Yesterday, Commerce Secretary Gary Locke announced $40 million in stimulus funds that will be used to survey and chart coastal seafloors. Locke says contractors will conduct surveys in coastal waters of Alabama, Alaska, California, Florida, Louisiana, Virginia, and Washington.